This is a romantic piece, I hope. You have to bear in mind that my I kind of missed out on sex, drugs, and rock and roll, which is a bit of a shame, really. I don't know how I messed that up, but so most of my travelling is celibate, and it's pretty much Excedrin PM and please can I have another pillow, you know. So the concept of romance after a while on the road gets a bit theoretical. I did go through a phase of being in love with one of the newsreaders on CNN, Andrea Arsenault, because she was the only woman I saw on a regular basis. But unfortunately, I was distracted from her when I was in Nashville, and I had to do a local television show with a woman called Sharon Puckett, which is a very unfortunate name for a... It's like Nantucket and Bucket and all that kind of thing, isn't it? It's kind of, you know. So that poor woman has withstood many outrageous limericks and has grown in stature as a result. But I had to do a piece sitting opposite her, and my wife was discussing the other day about men exploiting women and their looks and stuff like that, but it's not true, really, because... Like, once upon a time it was ankles and then it was Empire Line, and like, fashions change and women wear all sorts of different things, and we dutifully follow along fancying whatever it happens to be that year. We'll fancy it, you know? Kind of, that's how men are, basically. They'll fancy anything, so really it's not true. But in all this sort of the waving about of hemlines and bust lines and all that kind of stuff, I'd completely forgotten about knees and how nice knees could be. And Sharon Puckett had the most perfect knees. And we were sat kind of knee to knee doing this interview, and I had to play with these beautiful knees just right in my line of sight. And I just wanted to reach out and go, eek. Yeah. They were that kind of need, just sort of, yeah. But I'm a professional, so I didn't. Instead, I asked her if she'd go to Rome with me for a week. But it was live television, and she was a professional too, so she refused. So it was a very short-lived burst of romantic enthusiasm, and Sharon and I went our separate ways. And I returned to Andrea Arsenault to find she'd been replaced by somebody and whose vowels were even flatter. So I hope you understand the concept of romance, as I say, is a little theoretical sometimes. So this is theoretically a romantic piece. It's called The Irish Girl.